Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are joined by the mayor of the city of Richmond, LeVar Stoney, who has been coming on every Friday on Richmond's Morning News with John. Mayor Stoney, thanks for being with us this morning. I hope you and yours are well.
The same to you, Gary. Same to you.
Let's start out this morning with the story that came out yesterday about using hotels for quarantine for people in need with positive tests, using the relief money. Let's talk about that program and how it's going to work.
Yeah, you know, as we head towards phase one of a safe reopening, we believe there's three tenets to get all of our residents through this pandemic. Number one, more expanded testing. Number two, contact tracing. And number three, the ability to isolate. Not all of our residents live in a place where they can actually isolate themselves in a room and not interact with their family members. I've been in a number of apartments around the city where five, six people live in a two-bedroom. And so we are offering the opportunity to enable people to isolate from their family so they don't infect others. So all the underutilized hotel rooms in the city, some of them will become available for folks to isolate. These rooms will be paid for by the CARES Act dollars, and we will all work with the Greater Richmond Continuum of Care to give them the primary care that they need, and also food, some of the basics to survive the pandemic.
Mayor, what are some of the other things that money from the CARES Act that's coming into the city, in what other ways is that funding going to be used?
Well, we're going to be also expanding our testing apparatus as well. Today, there's some testing going on in the east end of Richmond. On Tuesday, we'll be doing some testing in Eastern Henrico, where Richmond residents can go over and get tested, and also more testing in Southwood apartments on the south side, too. So expanding testing as well. Obviously, we're continuing to get more PPE to those who need it the most into our most vulnerable communities. We've begun a process of distributing 20,000 masks and 20,000 bottles of hand sanitizer to some of the black and brown communities in our city. This is just some ways that we think that, you know, as we enter that phase one reopening, that ensuring each and every resident gets what they need in order to get through the pandemic.
How do you feel about the status of testing and testing availability in the city as we sit here today?
Well, you know, I was with Dr. Ravula yesterday, the head of the Richmond City Health District, thankfully, the testing capability has it's increased. It's gotten better over the course of the last few weeks. That's a good thing. We want folks who, if you are feeling symptomatic, you know, there's some symptoms that are related to COVID-19. We want you to come out and get tested. But also, if you've been exposed, please come out and get tested as well. We're not going to turn anyone away at any of these testing sites. And that's a better place than we were when we were probably like five weeks ago.
Obviously, big news yesterday out of your briefing where you talked about talking to the governor about a mandatory mask rule for statewide, advocating that. Talk about your opinion on that and how that how you see that going down the road.
Yeah, I think, you know, as we head into phase one reopening, I truly believe that testing is one of our biggest weapons against COVID-19, but also the ability to wear a mask as well. I think studies and evidence shows that wearing masks can reduce transmission between 20% and 80%. So as mobility rises, people start entering establishments again, going back to work, a way to prevent the transmission of this disease is everyone wearing a mask. And here's the thing. Wearing a mask, mandating wearing a mask is not a punitive act. We're not trying to be unjust or anything of the sort. To me, it's an act of respect, right? Not just respect for yourself, but respect for others right now. And that's what I think we need in order to ensure that this disease doesn't wreck our lives any further. We have been under quarantine for 9 weeks. And if we want to get out of quarantine and quickly and stay out of quarantine, the best way to do that is to wear a mask.
We're talking to Richmond Mayor LeVar Stoney. Mayor, how is the process of making the decision about taking the city to phase one of reopening? And when do you look at kind of finalizing what that timetable is going to be?
Well, you know, every morning I look at the numbers. I look where we are in terms of our percent positivity cases as well. Percentage. And right now, you know, we have 888 positive cases in the city of Richmond. We've had 20 deaths. Looking at the percent positivity rate, looks like we're seeing just a little flattening over the last couple of days. And it's my hope that we stay that way because if it's a upward trend, obviously I'm going to respect what the data says, listening to my friends in the medical field and the healthcare experts. And if it's an upward trajectory, obviously I think that would mean that it's unsafe to reopen. But if it's flattening or heading in a downward trend, I think that gives us more confidence that we can actually enter to phase one. So a decision will likely come at the early part of next week. We are in constant conversation with our friends at the Virginia Department of Health and also the governor's office as well.
Mayor, how much have you heard from small business owners in the city who are frustrated at being unable to reopen?
You know, there's been a mix. Obviously, there are a number of businesses are frustrated, but also there are a number of businesses who've reached out to me and applauded the city's effort to ensure that not only are the residents safe, but also that their employees are safe for reopening. And that's why, you know, over the next week or so, we want to continue to ensure that when we reopen, because we will reopen, but it's about how we reopen, right? We have to make sure that our those who enter back in those establishments have the confidence that they're not going to be infected by a disease, and those who work there are not going to be infected as well. And that's what we're working on. That's why we have worked with the Chamber RVA to ensure that there are toolkits to start for small businesses as well, with PPE. That's why we're working with the state on how we can safely reopen. That's why we're working with restaurants and neighborhood associations, business associations, on how we can safely reopen and expand space for those and get creative so folks can actually have that 6 feet distance, 6 foot distance, but also be able to actually dine outside without transmitting this disease. This is all about safety, and we're going to put safety first, public health first.
Mayor, before we let you go, do you feel like some of that frustration on the frustration side has been exacerbated by the fact that the counties have been able to reopen?
You know, I think people are just frustrated in general. I mean, when you have been in quarantine for 9 weeks, that's a lot. I mean, people are restless, and I fully understand. I mean, heck, Gary, I'm reckless as well. I'm restless as well. We all are restless in this moment and whatnot, but what we have to prioritize is the safety of our residents, every single resident. And so that's going to be the number one priority for our city is public safety and public health, and we're going to do that in a smart way. And it's our hope that this being a team project, that we all could be on the same team, wear our masks, wash our hands, isolate if necessary, and continue to keep our social distance.
Mayor, thanks for your time again this Friday. All the best to you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.